Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
This is the Fixer Sciatica Podcast.
A few weeks ago, I shared with you my first installment of a six-week sciatica pain recovery series. Last time I talked about the anatomy of sciatica pain and the various different areas that can actually impact your pain. Remember, sciatica is just a symptom describing irritation of the sciatic nerve, and that's it. Each area can actually irritate the sciatic nerve and can cause pain for you and would actually require its own type of stretches and exercises. So we do need to determine the source of pain before having to push for more flexibility and strength. But how do we know that? In order for us to actually make progress, we need to understand what progress truly means. We would all love to have sciatica pain turn on and off like a switch. However, the reality is that recovery is much more nuanced and complex than that. Moving forward, I actually encourage you to look at sciatica recovery as more of a sliding scale. That means that there's going to be degrees of improvement and also degrees of regression. Everything we experience will also serve as information for us to get a better understanding of what the next steps are in your recovery. So let's begin. The first step is actually defining what improvement really means. When it comes to sciatic nerve irritation, it can present itself as pain, irritation, sharp buzzing, or even those tingling or numbness feelings that people complain about. So how do we know if we're making an improvement, and why is this such an important aspect of recovery? If we can find things that make our symptoms better, then it provides us the necessary information to create a plan to further that improvement. We call this feeling better. And so every time you feel better, it gives your nerves an opportunity and your tissues an opportunity to heal. So again, what does feeling better look like? For starters, we have to look at pain intensity. You usually rate your pain from a 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst pain imaginable and 0 being no pain whatsoever. So if your pain after an exercise or stretch or an activity is less or closer to 0 compared to your baseline, your pain is actually making a positive change or in fact feeling better. The next data point is going to be the area of your pain. So if we're looking at the area, where does the pain located? What areas does it cover? If your pain area actually reduces in size and actually becomes what we call more localized, then you are also making positive progress. Let's talk about the location of pain as well. Usually with sciatica, there's going to be some radiating symptoms down into your leg. So if your pain is radiating down into your leg, into your calf, and actually the pain starts to travel up closer to your spine, we call that centralization of symptoms. Interestingly enough, it is still a positive sign if your calf pain goes away, but you have more intense low back or buttock pain. This would also cover any sort of numbness or tingling symptoms that you may feel. So if at any point in time that the symptoms become more central...
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
This is still going to be a better sign for us to look for. And the final clue that often gets overlooked is actually how your nerve is recovering. So I'm going to have you envision a spectrum, and I'm going to walk you through it, and we're going to start off with the most nerve irritation, and every subsequent clue means less nerve irritation. We're going to be first looking at numbness or weakness or loss of function of your muscles. From there, we actually transition to more of a pins and needles type of feeling. And then as we transition into more of a burning sensation. And as that nerve starts to make improvements, we can move from a burning to more of a sharp shooting, nervy type of pain, very localized. And as that nerve continues to make improvements, we can actually transition to more of a deep ache or a soreness. And then from that deep ache and soreness, we can actually transition to what I like to call a heaviness or tightness, or just a sensation that you know it's not necessarily painful, but it's not completely normal. And then we eventually get to full nerve recovery. As long as you're moving in that direction, this is going to be another indicator that you are in fact making progress or you're feeling better. But what happens if we're actually not identifying any of those nerve improvements? If you're experiencing this exact opposite of what I just described to you, you can either be making no progress at all, or in some cases, your symptoms are getting a little bit more irritated, and we can call that you're getting worse. And that tells us to actually change direction of how we should be approaching the problem. And remember, in order for us to track progress with all these clues, it's actually important for you to record your symptom presentation as well as behaviors. And I recommend that you actually put this information into a diary or a logbook, because this can help you get a better understanding of what makes you feel worse and what makes you feel better. And once you have that information, we can then determine the next steps of your improvement. So if you notice any certain positions or stretches that make you feel better, this is actually a time for you to prioritize those positions. And if you notice certain positions or activities that make you feel worse, it's actually important to minimize or modify those things so that you can actually avoid increasing your pain or slowing down your recovery. Progress isn't always linear. And the goal is to keep track of how your body is feeling, how it behaves, and then create a plan of action based off of that. And it's important for us to keep track of how you're feeling, because it serves as a point and information to help us determine if we are getting better or not. Next week, we're going to talk about how I use the directional preference model to actually help you find areas of relief. So if you have any questions, email us at info@ifixyoursciatica.com, and I'll try to address it at the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you got some help from today's podcast. And for more info, check us out at ifixyoursciatica.com. Have a fantastic and pain-free day. No patient-therapist relationship is formed by listening to this podcast. We are not providing medical advice, and all information should be confirmed by a medical provider.